when we record, please, everybody try no sound effects. Bags, everything. Besides the fact that it disturbs the one giving the shiur, it's recorded for posterity. Great. Okay. We're continuing the shiur in Likut Halachos. Orachaim, Chelek Aleph, Hilchos Kaddish. We're in middle of paragraph Dalid, a little more than halfway through. We were speaking about Lovan Ho'arami. We're speaking about Rotzoin and Shoyrish HaRotzoin, and speaking about the opposing force to that. We always say that there's Zelu Umaze Osolikim, that Hashem creates the Kedusha and the Sitra Achra parallel for the sake of free choice. So we're continuing the Alkein, Lovon, Bikesh, Lakoiris, Hakoil. Based on what we learned earlier, that Lovon is not only Sitra Achra, but he represents Meitzach HaNochosh, he's the Shoyrish of the Nochosh. That's why the Gemara makes a point of saying that he was even worse than Paroi. Paroi only issued a decree against the male children, but Lovan wanted to uproot everything. Ki rotzo lahatil pegam chas v'sholem b'shoyrish harotzoin. Lovan wanted to cause damage at the source of rotzoin. Sheshom ikar achizas Yisroel. That's where the Jewish people are plugged into. Sheheim bebechinas rotzoin. And we, Klal Yisroel, are in the category of rotzoin. Ki Yisroel heim lamalo mehateva legamri. Because the Jewish people are above teva completely. As we know from the famous incident where Hashem spoke to Avram Avinu and promised him that he's going to have children. And Avram Avinu expressed concern because of the fact that he knew how to read the stars. And in the stars it was clear that he was not going to have children. And the Torah says Hashem lifted Avram Avinu above the stars, implying that you and the nation that's going to come forth from you, Klal Yisrael, are above Teva. Ki Yaakov Avinu hu bechinas. Now Rav Nosson Zal addresses the issue of Yaakov versus Lavan. Yaakov Avinu hu bechinas zokin shebigdusha. Yaakov Avinu represents what Rabbeinu Zal calls over there in chapter 4 in the second half of Likut Imran, the holy elders. Bechinas zokein nesui ponim. Rabbeinu Zal over there quotes another pasuk which says zokein, an elder, nesui ponim means a person who has chein, a person who has favor, rotzoin. Nesui ponim is another term for rotzoin. Bechinas, as we find in a pasuk where it says mevakshe ponecho Yaakov sela, those who seek out your face, Yaakov. Yaakov Avinu is known as Heoras Ponim, which is another word for Rotzoin, goodwill. When a person shows somebody a smile, a happy face, expressing their love and friendship and goodwill towards that person. That's what Yaakov Avinu, this pasuk Mevakshe Ponecho Yaakov, Yaakov Avinu is referred to as the Oyer HaPonim. V'alkein, and therefore, Kisheborach Yaakov Mipnei Esav, when Yaakov Avinu was running for his life from Esav, from brother Esav, Borach Eitzel Lovan, he ran to Lovan. Why? Rav Nosson Zal explains this based on the chapter in Likut Imran. Ki Esav hu bechinas chazir hayar, kemo yishom razal. Esav is referred to many times as a wild animal, the pig of the wild, as is brought in Medrash Rabbah, chapter 65, in Bereshis. Bechinas chayois rois hadorsim v'torfim. Corresponding to what Rabbeinu Zal says over there in Likut Imran, when he speaks about the wild animals who tear. Bechinas chachmei hateva. That's how he refers to the scientists and philosophers who don't believe in Hashem and who oppose the Rotzayin. Shehem bechinas umoy soilam. This also refers to the other nations of the world, Shekulam Klulem Beisov, who are all included under the umbrella term Esav, Shehu Iker Malchus HaRishah, because he represents the kingdom of evil. Bebechinas, as the Pasuk says, Reishis Goyim Amolek, the leader of all the Goyim, all the nations, is Amolek, Shehu Mizaroi Shel Esav, who is a grandchild of Esav. V'chol hachayos rois shehem umois oilam chachmei ateva, and all the wild animals, which refers to the other nations, which also refers to these scientists, philosophers, shekulam klulim be'esav hamolek, who are all included under Esav hamolek, mekablim koyach mebechinas meitzach hanochosh, they receive their power from their source, which is called the Meitzach HaNochosh, Shehu Bechinas Lovon Huarami, which is Lovon. Just like we learned earlier when we spoke about Bolok and Bilam, we said that Bolok represented the Chayos Rois, Bilam was Meitzach HaNochosh. Here also, we speak about Esav versus Lovon. Esav is Chayos Rois, Lovon is Meitzach HaNochosh. He's way up there, he's the source. V'alkein, and it's for this reason, Yaakov, kishero she'esav mizgaber kenegdoi, when Yaakov Avinu saw that Esav was trying to attack him and destroy him, sheze bechinas shechochmas hateva mizgaber keneged izgalos harotzengnal, which means that what Esav represents, which is the secular wisdoms that deny Hashem, is trying to overtake the hizgalos harotzengnal, which is all about faith in Hashem, Alkein Borach Eitzel Lovon Daiko. This will explain why Yaakov Avinu ran to Lovon, Ki Ro'o, because Yaakov Avinu saw and realized She'i'efshir lahachnia es Esav, Kiim al yidei she'achnia t'chilo es shoroshoi, that he will not be able to defeat Esav unless he goes to the source of Esav, Shehu Lovon Hoarami, which is Lovon, Shubachinas Meitzach Hanochosh, Shehu Shoirish Chochma Sateva. He is the source, the roots, from where the Chochma Sateva draws its spiritual energy. Ki Kishi is Gaber Keneged Lovon, because if Yaakov Avinu will succeed against Lovon, Shehu Bachinas Meitzach Hanochosh, Koshal Oizer, V'nofal Ozur. This is an expression. The source, the falls, and those who draw from him fall with him. Ki memeila yizbatel koychoi shel Esav. Because again, if we cut off Esav's power lines, automatically Esav's power will be defeated. Hainu bechinas chochmas hateva. Al yedei sheyevatel chochmas hateva b'shoroshoi. Yaakov Avinu understood he'll succeed against the chochmas hateva if he nullifies it at its origin. Al yedei sheyachnia v'yizgaber al lovon, by defeating lovon. V'alkein, and it's for this reason, kisheyotza mibeis lovon, that when Yaakov Avinu left the house of lovon, when he succeeded in dealing with Lavan properly, and he finished with Lavan, v'zocho lahachnioi ulevatloi velotzeis mimenu, and he was zeichet to subdue, to render Lavan powerless against him, and to be able to walk out of there safe and sound, alkein sholach el Esav, that's when Yaakov Avinu sent a message to Esav, im Lavan garti, guess what? I just spent some time with your buddy, with your source, Lavan. Hainu shehoidioi. He was informing Esav, shekvar zocho lamoid keneged Lavan, that he had already succeeded standing up to Lavan. Shehu shoyresh chochma sateva, who is the source from which the chochma sateva draws its power. V'alkein, and therefore memela ein koyach leesav, therefore, automatically, Esav has no power over him. Bechinas chochmas hateva, Esav, who represents chochmas hateva, ki kvar hichnioi b'shoroshoi, because he already succeeded defeating Esav at his source by Lavan. V'targum hu loshen arahorami, and Rav Nosson Zal goes back to what he mentioned a little bit earlier, that the language of Aramaic, targum, is called Lashon Arami, from the country Aram, Syria, that area. Kimishom Iker Yenikas Chochmas HaTeva, because as we mentioned earlier, it's via the language of Targum that the Chochmas HaTeva draws its spiritual energy. Bechinas Meitzach HaNochosh, Lovon HoArami. As we said before, that the Chochmas HaTeva draws from the Meitzach HaNochosh, which is Lovon, who is called Arami, like the language Targum. Paragraph Hey. Now Rav Nosson Zal goes back to Bilam and Bolok, who Rabbeinu Zal focuses on in that chapter in Likutei Moran, chapter 4 in the second half of Likutei Moran. V'ze b'chinas, and this is what the Pasuk says in Parshas Bilam, Parshas Bolok. Min Aram Yancheni Bolok. Bolok summoned me from Aram. Ki Bolok u'Bilam rotzu lehizgaber al Yisrael, Ulekalalom chas v'shalom al yidei b'chinas Arami. Because Bolok and Bilam wanted to try to defeat and destroy and curse the Jewish people through Arami, the Hainu Loshn Arami, which means that language of Aram, Loshn Targum, Shemishom Yenikas Chochmas HaTeva, that's where they draw their spiritual energy from. Shaideze Ein Yicholen Lekabel HaChesekral. And when they are in power, when the Chachmei HaTeva are in power, they block the Jewish people from being able to receive Hashem's real flow of Chesed. Ukishenishba HaChesed, and we learned earlier that when Hashem's Chesed is flowing properly and fully, Shehu Bechinas Koihein, Chesed is synonymous with Koihein, Bechinas Va'atem Koihane Hashem Tikoreu. As the Pasuk says, there'll come a time when the Jews will have other people doing everything for them, and we will be referred to as a priestly nation, Koihane Hashem, meaning we'll be receiving from the Chesed of Hashem. We won't have to work, we won't have to earn it. It'll be given to us free, in a sense. Ze bechinas brocha. That's the concept of blessing. Bechinas birkas koyanim. The blessing of the koyanim, which is this chesed. Ki ikar kol habrochois heim bebechinas koyenish hachesed. Because the source of all blessings is the koyen, the isha chesed. Vial kein, and therefore Esav, bechinas chochmas hatevo, now Rav Nosson Zal is going to expound and explain a little the concept of bracha, the bracha and the chesed. He spoke earlier about the Chachmei HaTeva, he spoke about their source. Now he wants to address the issue of the chesed and the bracha for us to understand exactly what those mean spiritually. And why we see that Bilam, why it was such an issue, who's going to get the bracha from Yitzchak Avinu, and why Bilam's mission was to curse, and Hashem switched it for bracha. What's that all about? So we said before that the main brachos are the concept of Kohen Isha Chesed, and that's why Esav, who is Chochmas HaTeva, was jealous of Yaakov Avinu al shekibel habrochois mi Yitzchok, because Yaakov Avinu received the blessings from Yitzchok. Shehein bebechinas, what's the blessing all about? It's what Rabbeinu Zal says over there in Likutei Moran from Yeshaya 61, ve'omdu zorim ve'ro'u tzoinchem. Strangers will come and they'll take care of your sheep. They will pasture your sheep. Bechinas. And this is sort of the wording of what Yitzchak Avinu said to Yaakov when he said to him, V'yitein lecho ho'alekim mital hashamayim, may Hashem give you the blessing of the dew from heaven, yavducho amim, and all the other nations will serve you. Meaning again, they'll do your work for you. Ki Esav chochmas hateva hu hepech habrochos, because Esav, who represents this philosophy, science, this lack of faith in Hashem, he is the opposite of the brachos haboim al yidei b'chinas chesed k'nal, the brachos which come when Hashem's chesed is flowing full. So now we connected chesed, kohen bracha. All three of those go together. Ki ikara chesed nimshach rak al yidei his galus haratzon kanal. Because Rabbeinu Zal had said that the main chesed comes upon us only when there's a major revelation of ratzon, when it's clear to everybody that everything is ratzon Hashem. And as the Pasuk says in Tehillim, chapter 109, regarding Esav, now here we're talking about Esav. Vayehav klolo, not Bilam. Bilam is the one who cursed the Jews. Here it says Esav, vayehav klolo, vatevoyehu. Esav loved curse, and it came upon him. V'loy chofeitz bebrocha. He doesn't want blessing. Esav doesn't want blessing. Ki Esav chochmas hateva hu hahepech mi brocha. Because Esav, who are these chachmi hateva, are the opposite of brocha, shehu behinas chesed, which is the concept of kindness. That's why we said earlier, their policy, they're against the people who are sitting and studying Torah and things like that. They're saying you have to go out and work. Everybody has to work. Work, 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 period. And they're promoting more work, not 4 years of education, 4 years of university, 4 years of graduate school, and add another couple of years to that and everything, spending time, more and more time, preparing to go out to work. And then when you work, to work a lot, so there's no time for the study of Torah, no time for this religious nonsense. Chas v'shalom. So that's their agenda. So they're not for this chesed and bracha. They're not for this thing about the people who are going to study Torah and what's where they're going to get parnasa from. It'll be an act of kindness on the part of Hashem. V'alkein hoyam miskanei b'Yaakov ala brachos. And this is why Esav was jealous of Yaakov Avinu, that he got the brachos. Ki Esav bechinas chochmas hateva mizgaber tomid lahalim bechinas harotzoin ulevatel abroches chashon. Because Esav, who represents these chachmi hateva, he's looking to cover up, to hide the ratzon, that people should not believe in Hashem. People should not think that everything is ratzon Hashem. Baloney. You work, you get educated, you work, you make money. That's how you get money. It has nothing to do with Hashem. Ulevatel habrocha is chas v'shalom. And they're looking to eliminate the blessings. Ad sheholach Yaakov lebeis Lavon, until Yaakov Avinu, who understood the whole situation, he went to the house of Lavon, v'hichnia chochmas hateva b'sharoshoi, and he defeated the chochmas hateva at its source, v'oz nizbatel memela koyach Esav. And then he automatically eliminated the power of Esav, koyach chochmas hateva. V'oz hoideloi al habrochois. And then, even Esav was forced to concede to and agree to Yaakov Avinu's having the brochois. K'moy Shom Razal, as it says in Medrash Rabbah, chapter 78, al posuk yehi lecho asher loch, that Esav said, okay, you keep what's yours. Hold on to what's yours. Kan hoideloi al habrochois. That here, Esav was admitting and was conceding that Yaakov Avinu should hold on to the blessings. V'alkein, and therefore, later on, Bilam u'Bolak, this tag team, Sherotzu l'kalel es Yisrael, who also wanted a curse, just like we said, Esav is Vayehav Klola, they also wanted to curse the Jewish people. Ne'mar Shom, the Pasuk says, Min arom yancheni Bolak. Bilam says that Bolak took me from my source, from Aram. Ki daiko al yidei b'chinas Aram, dehainu loshn Arami, loshn Targum, al yidei ze rotzo lehizgaber al yidei chochmas hateva. Because it's from Aram, through the language of Aramaic, Targum, that's how Bilam was hoping to strengthen the chochmas hateva, sheyinikoso mibichinas loshna rami, which draws its spiritual power from Aramaic. We're going to have more on this in the next paragraph. Rav Nosson Zal is going to go into that more, the issue of Aramaic versus loshna kodesh. Shaydeze ein yecholin lekabel brocha chas v'shon. And when the targum, when the Aramaic is strong and Bilam is drawing power from there, this blocks us from being able to receive the bracha, kishem izgaber chochmas hateva kanal. Aval lo yehoyo lehem koyach ligmar machshavtom haroach hasvishom. However, Balak and Bilam did not have the ability to carry out their evil plan. Ki be'emes Yisrael hoyo lehem emuna gedoyla ba'ashem uva'moshe. Because at that time, the Jews were zoicha to have a very high level of faith in Hashem and Moshe Rabbeinu. Ve'oysoy hador gilo harotzoin bo'olam. And that generation, the generation of Moshe Rabbeinu, revealed to the world, they broadcast it to the world, that everything is Rotzon Hashem Levad. Everything, Shehakoyel Beretzon Yisborach Levad. That everything is Rotzon Hashem through all the miracles that the world saw Hashem do for them. Ki Einehem Horoyos Eskol Maase Hashem Hagodol Asher Oso. Because with their eyes they saw, they witnessed the great things that Hashem did, es kol ha'oisois v'hamoifsim, the miracles asher osa Moshe le'enei kol Yisrael, which Moshe Rabbeinu performed in front of all of Klal Yisrael. Ki Moshe hu bechinas raiva deraivin, because Moshe Rabbeinu is rotzoin sheberetzoinois. Ki shom nistalek Moshe, because when Moshe Rabbeinu passed away, that's where he went up to. V'alkein, Hoyoloi koyach lekasher kol haritzoinois lebechinas shoyresh haratzoin, and that's why Moshe Rabbeinu had the ability to connect and to attach all the ritzoinois that are in this world, to attach it all to the source of ratzoin, as Rabbeinu Zal discusses over there in Likutei Moran. V'loi hoyo koyach lebilam lekalel chas v'shon. And then when the ratzoin is really, really strong, then the other side, the Chachmei HaTeva, are rendered powerless. And that's why Bilam did not have the power to curse. Rak Adarabba, but rather just the opposite, Nishapech HaKlolo Levrocha, the curse that Bilam intended to give was converted to a blessing. Al Yidei Goydel Hizgalus HaRotzayn Shehoyo Az Bedoy Reshel Moshe, through the great revelation of Rotzayn that took place at that time in the generation of Moshe Rabbeinu. Paragraph Vov, Nimtza, we see based on what we've said till now, Shetargum hu bechinas Eitz Hadas Toivora. We explained earlier that Targum is similar to the tree of knowledge, which was good and bad, because Targum also has a good side to it. It's connected to Lashon Kodesh to a degree, and at the same time, it's also connected to the languages of the other nations. Shemishom Iker Yenikas Meitzach Hanochosh Shoyresh Chachmas HaTeva. It's from the Eitz Hadas, from Targum, that the Meitzach Hanochosh draws its power from. Now Rav Nosson Zal says, V'alkei, now you'll understand why the Gemara says in many places, Ein Malachi Hashorois Nizkokin L'loshen Arami, that the angels have nothing to do with Aramaic. They don't understand Aramaic, and they don't want to get involved in it. Why? Machmas sheshom ikur bechinas habechira. Because as we explained earlier, it's when there's good and bad, like by the Eitz Hadas in Targum, that's where the main free choice comes in. The whole concept of choosing right from wrong, good from bad. Vehem, and they, the angels, ein lohem bechira. They have nothing to do with free choice. Kinekroim oimdim. The angels are referred to as ones who stand still. They don't move. They're created a certain way, and that's it. The Jewish people, human beings, have the ability to go up and down, to rise and fall. V'alkein, and therefore, hatargum, shubchinas eitz hadas, targum, which is similar to the eitz hadas spiritually, sheshom ikar bechinas habechira, which is where all the bechira comes from, Ein malachi hashoreis nizkokin. The angels have nothing to do with that. Kihem ein lohem bechira. They have no free choice. Ve'einom roitzim lehizdake klal lebechinas habechira. And they don't want to get involved at all in that bechira. Shehi bechinas targum. And now Rav Nosson Zal explains again, how does this all connect? The Lashon Kodesh, the targum, ki ikar hisgalus hakedusha, because the main revelation of holiness, shehu hisgalus haratzoin, which is the revelation that everything is ratzoin Hashem, hu rak al yedei loshna kodesh, is strictly through loshna kodesh, through the chumash, the five books of the chumash, our tefillah, ki loshain hakodesh. Who koire umegales harotzin? The language loshna kodesh is just that. It is kodesh, and it is mikra kodesh. Like we said about the holidays announce and proclaim Hashem's holiness. That everything is rotzin Hashem. The holidays are mikra kodesh, and this language is loshn kodesh. They're both on the same wavelength. They're all about his galus haratzin. They broadcast, they make everyone aware of Hashem. Bibchinas mikro koidesh, shebchinas koidesh, koire umegales haratzin. It's that koidesh, that chachma we mentioned earlier, those chachamim of kedusha, they are the ones who really broadcast this message of ratzin Hashem. V'zeh b'chinas loshen kodesh. And this is the concept of the language loshen kodesh. Ki b'chol mokem shiesh kedusha, hu koirei u'megale esorotzein. Because wherever there is holiness, that declares and proclaims and broadcasts this message of rotzein. B'chinas mikro kodesh. That the kodesh cries out. Mikro means to cry out, to proclaim. Ki ikar hakriya, dahainu likroi sulagalis es harotzoin, hu al yedei hadibur. Because the main ability to broadcast this rotzoin is through speech, through dibur. Ki hadibur shel kedusha koirei umegalis harotzoin. Because words of holiness, they proclaim Hashem. Ve ikar shleimus hadibur shebikdusha, Hubechinas loshna kodesh, and the real perfection of holy dibur is loshen hakodesh, words of Torah in loshen kodesh. V'alkein kol habrochos v'hakedushos v'shirois v'tishbochos kulam nistaknu b'loshen hakodesh, and it's for this reason that all of our blessings, and whenever we declare, proclaim Hashem's holiness, and all the songs and praises of Hashem are all in Loshen HaKodesh. Ki kol habrochois v'akdushois kulam heim bechinas hisgalus harotzin. Because when we make a bracha on something, we mentioned this in the previous year, what are we saying? We're saying that Hashem created this. That this apple is a display of the rotzin of Hashem. That Hashem wanted this to happen. Otherwise it wouldn't be here. And Hashem wanted me to have it. Otherwise I wouldn't have it. It's all about rotzin, rotzin, rotzin. V'alkein Niskenu b'loshen hakodesh, and that's why these brachos are all said in loshen hakodesh. Ki ikar hisgalus haratzlein hu al yedei loshen hakodesh, shehu ikar shleimus shekoyre yomegalus haratzlein kanal. Because that's the main way that we broadcast this ratzlein. Ki loshen hakodesh shehu shleimus hadibur, because loshen hakodesh, which represents perfection of dibur. Hubebechinas zokein shebigdusha, corresponds to those holy elders we mentioned earlier, the chachamim of kedusha. Dahainu shemoisifim chochma vedas bechol yom veyom. Those who, even though they're old, they didn't quit, they didn't retire. They're adding new chochma and das every single day. So they are called the chachamim of kedusha. And they're the ones who are zeicher to this shleimus hadibur, because again, the older a person gets, hopefully, the better they get. Like a good wine, like wine, the older, the better. So a Jew, as he's getting older, if he's living the right kind of life, he's getting better. And his dibur is getting to higher and higher levels of loshen kodesh, of declaring the ratzon. Validei shleimus hadas, Nishlam Hadibur. And the more that these people are growing in higher and higher levels of Das, their Dibur is growing along with it. Ki Hadibur hu hisgalus hadas. Because speech is an extension of the brain. There's a famous pasuk, Mipiv Das Usvuna. From your mouth we see. So if we're talking about these elders who are adding new Das every day, It means their dibur is getting better every day. וכל מה שנשלם הדס יויסר על ידי הזקנים שבקדושה, שמוסיפים קדושה ודס כל יום, and the more that the das of the Jewish people is growing and getting improved through these elders who are adding new das every day, they're adding new holiness and das every day, so too, b'chol yom nishlam ha-dibur b'yos. The dibur is being elevated and improved every day. Ki ha-dibur hu hisgalus ha-das. Because dibur is the display, the screen on which you see the das. Kama Shekosov, as the Pasuk says in Mishlei chapter 2, Mipiv das usvuna. Ushlemus hadibur, and the highest level of dibur is Huloshna Kodesh. Ki kol leshoinoi so'amim heim chaserim. Because all the languages of the other nations are defective, deficient. V'nikroim l'shoin ilgim, and they are referred to in the Torah as defective languages. V'ein shleimus kiim l'loshna kodesh. The only language that's perfect, that's complete, is loshna kodesh. Nimtza, so we see therefore, she'loshna hakodesh, shehu ikar shleimus hadibur, yunikosoi mizikne ador shebikdusha. That loshna kodesh, this language which represents perfection of dibur, where is it? What's its power source? These elders who are adding das and kedusha every single day. That das and kedusha is reflected in the dibur. In the dibur, as the das and kedusha is growing, the dibur is reaching new and new heights. Paragraph Zion. Now Rav Nosson Zal again is going to connect these two better and better. These elders who are these chachamim zekenim of Kedusha who are adding Kedusha and Das every day and the Dibur, the Loshen. Ki ein zikna v'seva p'chusa mishivim. We know that according to the Torah, an elder, an older person means a person who's at least 70 years old. That's the line. V'shivim shana heim b'chinas ayin ponim l'toira. 70, these 70 years correspond to the 70 interpretations of the Torah, the 70 faces of the Torah. K'ma shekosov Rabbeinu Zal b'makom achra, as Rabbeinu Zal discusses this in chapter 60 in Likutei Moran. U'keneged ayin ponim l'toira, shem b'chinas ayin an penehirim, and corresponding to the 70 faces of the Torah, which represents 70 faces of light, yesh ayin anpen chashuchin. There are 70 faces of darkness, shehem ayin umois, which are the 70 nations, ayin leshoinois, the 70 languages, shehem chachme ateva, which are being promoted, you know, by these chachme ateva, these secular lists. V'alkein, Iker yunikosam mi pegam zikne ador, and this is why Rabbeinu Zal says over there in Likutei Moran that the main place from which these chachmei ateva draw their power from is from the elders who are defective. Kishein bohem shleimus, when these elders are not improving themselves all the time. Ve'ein zoichem kol zman shemaskinem lebechinas ayin ponim l'toira, and these elders are not adding these faces of Torah to themselves as they get older. Sheze ikar bechinas hazikna. That's called aging. When we talk about getting older, it's not about white hair or green hair. Getting older means getting more das, more achieving more and more of these 70 faces of the Torah. Shame kenegadayim ponamana. So when that's not happening, then the other side gets stronger, which is the 70 languages, Shehem Keneget Ayin Ponamanal, which are opposite these 70 facets of holiness of the Torah. Veloshen HaKodesh Shehu HaHepech Me Ayin Leshoinus Vamim, and the language of Loshen HaKodesh, which is the opposite of the languages of the other nations, hu bebechinas ayin ponim laTorah. That's the language in which the 70 interpretations of the Torah are. Ki ha-Torah nitna b'loshen ha-Kodesh. Because we know that the Torah was given on Har Sinai in Loshen HaKodesh. V'chol ho-ayin ponim. And all 70 faces and interpretations of the Torah. Ayin anpin ahirin. Those 70 lit up faces. Klulim b'loshen ha-Kodesh. Are included in this one language called Loshen HaKodesh. Nimtza. So we see, therefore, Sheloshna Kodesh, Ubechina Zikne Ador, Sheyesh Bohem Shleimus, that this language, Loshna Kodesh, represents those elders who are good, who are eating das every single day. Sheim Bechinas Ayin Ponim La Torah. They're growing in those Ayin Ponim La Torah every day. Shezer Bechinas Loshna Kodesh, Shuhu Bechinas Shleimus Adibur, Shleimus Adas. That's what Loshna Kodesh is all about. It's the perfect. It's perfection of Das and Dibur, which are what make up Loshon HaKodesh. V'zeh b'chinas, this is what the Pasuk in Iyov, chapter 32, means when it says, Yomim yedaberu, days will speak, v'roiv shonim yodiyu chochma, and the more years, it will be reflected in intelligence. Here again, if a person is living the right kind of life, then days, as the person is growing another day and other day, they have what to say. The younger a person is, the less knowledge, the less brains they have, the best thing they can do is be quiet. The more a person is getting older, if they're aging properly, yomim yedaberu v'roiv shonim yediu chochma. Ki kol zman shemoy sifim. This is why the Torah speaks so much about a younger person not speaking first when they're in the company of older people. You let the older person speak first because usually they have something smarter to say, more intelligent to say. Ki kol ma shemoisifim yomim nishlam hadibur yoser. Because the more days, the older, the more shleimus hadibur. Shubchinas loshna kodesh al yidei shemoisifim chochma b'chol yoyim v'yoyim shemaskinim yoser. Because if the person's living right, they're adding new chochma every single new day that they're living. V'zehu, this is what the pasuk means when it says Yomim yedaberu v'roiv shonim yodiyu chachma. Kishezoichin b'roiv shonim liyediyas hachachma. If a person is zoicha, as their years, as they get on in years, to a lot of chachma, azai hayomim yedaberu, then their days are speaking. Ki al yedei hachachma nishlam hadibur b'yoser. Because the more chachma, the more they have what to say. They have the right things to say. Shu b'chinas loshon ha-kodesh kanal. Nimtza, we see therefore, sheloshon ha-kodesh yenikosoi mizikne hador shebigdusha. That loshon ha-kodesh draws its spiritual power from those elders, those holy elders. Shaydeze ikar hizgalus harotzoin. And this is one of the greatest displays of rotzoin. That everything is Hashem. Because again, that's Das, that's Chochmah of Kedusha. V'alkein, and therefore, Kol HaKedushois V'HaBrochois, etc., Shekulam Heim B'chinas Hizgalos HaRotzoin, and it's for this reason, that every time we praise Hashem and we speak to Hashem and everything, which is Hizgalos HaRotzoin, Kulam Heim B'Loshon HaKodesh. We always recite it in Loshon HaKodesh. Ki ikar hizgalus harotzoin hu ayidei loshon ha-kodesh kanal. Because again, that's the language that's related to the zikne hador with chachma. Rav Nosson Zal showing us all over, wide angle, that loshon ha-kodesh is rotzoin and it's kedusha and everything. Avol ha-kadish, whereas the prayer of kadish, shehu kedusha govoya ma'oid, which is a very high level of holiness. Lemala mikol hakedushos, above all other standard levels of holiness. Kama shekosa b'zoyar HaKodesh, as the Zoyar HaKodesh says. V'hu mitbar kol shal shelo in the parzala, and it is so powerful, it can crash through all kinds of iron chains. Whatever chains are keeping the gates of heaven closed, Kaddish has the power to blast through all of them. Dahainu, why? She'oilem l'shoyresh harotzoin. Because when the Kaddish is being recited, we're going up to the source of rotzoin. Remember we said earlier, Brichu le'ela min kol berchasa, above all the blessings. Umekashrin kol haritzainais l'sham. And we're connecting all the lower level haritzainais to the top, to the source of ratzain. Ad shem izgaber hizgalus haratzain moed, to the point where this really displays the ratzain. Ad shen ishape chochmas hateva lehizgalus haratzain, to the point where it has the ability to make a complete turnaround, to convert the chochmas hateva into hizgalus haratzain. I don't know if Rav Nosson Zal is going to mention this here, but it would seem that one of the interpretations of this is because here again, we know Kaddish, we have the Kaddishim, Kaddish is said sometimes in between different sections of Tefillah, and Kaddish is also said when a person passes away. For those people who don't believe in Ratzon, death is the end of the line. That's when it's all, look what happened. Don't you see? Nothing. The body disintegrates. Zero. Nothing. And here again, when we say Kaddish, we're making it perfectly clear that that's nonsense. That's baloney. The body is the most minor part in the person's life. The most important thing is his soul, which is alive and well, and which the Kaddish is elevating and perfecting, you know, etc., etc. Ki achshav koirin u'megalin es harotzoin alidei loshen targum daika. Because Rav Nosson Zal says, when we're saying the Kaddish, we're using targum, we're using this language that's like Eitz Hadas, good and bad, we're using that to declare Ratzon Hashem. Ki onu mahapchim alidei kedusha zu, because through the holiness that's found in the Kaddish, we are changing horoiges, the anger, l'rotzon, to goodwill. Rabbeinu Zal speaks about that over there in Likutei Moharan. Dehainu chochma sateva, meaning we're taking chochma sateva, which is the opposite of faith in Hashem, which is like idol worship, which is what generates the anger of Hashem, shinikosa miloshin targum, which draws its spiritual power from targum, mishapech, that's getting converted, v'koirei u'megales harotzain. We're using the targum to announce and declare the rotzain. Umineu be'iba lezel be'narga. And this is like we said earlier, from the forest comes forth the wooden handle that's going to chop down the forest. From the tar, we're going to use the targum to be machnia the sitra achra. Sheze ikur shlemus hizgalus harotzoin. That's the highest level of hizgalus harotzoin. Kimuvan b'maimer hanal, as Rabbeinu Zal explains over there in Likutei Moharan. Dahainu, Sheloshen Targum Daika, that this language of Targum, Shederech Shom Yenikosim Shel Chachmei Ateva, which is the source from which the Chachmei Ateva draw their power, Al Yodoi Daiko Yizgale HaRotzain. We're using that to broadcast faith in Hashem and Rotzain. Va'oz Nichna Chochmas Ateva Legamri. That brings about a complete downfall to the Chochmas Ateva. And it's for this reason, Hakadish Beloshin Targum, that the Kaddish, which is in Aramaic, Mitbar Kol Shal Shaloin de Parzala, smashes all the chains, the metal chains, Kikula Mizbatlim Legamri, because all of them are eliminated totally, Alidei Shehat Targum Biatzmoi Megale Sarotzain. By the fact that we're using the Targum, we're using them, we're using their power against them. Lahavdil, in self-defense, they teach sometimes that if a person's rushing you, person's coming, charging at you, or that kind of thing, they're trying to come at you, you can respond one of two ways. You can stand your ground real firm and you're ready to take that push and you're going to put, or you can think for a moment and say, watch this trick. He's exerting a couple of hundred kilowatts to rush me now, this huge 800-pound guy. Guess what I'm going to do? I'm going to help him. I'm going to grab him. As he's coming to, I'm going to grab him and pull him towards me. I'm not going to push him away. I'm going to help him come towards me. I'm going to try to speed him up a little quicker. But I'm going to put my foot out over there also, so that as he's coming, as he's picking up speed, he's going to go flying through midair over my foot, etc., etc. Lahavdil, here it's the same concept. There's Lashon Kodesh, which battles the Sitra Achra, but if we can take the Targum, which is their source, which is the, if we can take that and use it against them, that can even be more effective. That can even make a bigger splash of his Galus HaRotzon. And again, this doesn't always work on logic. It's not you. The Torah is telling us this. The Chachamim are telling us that in this particular way, a person can say, then hold on a second, and forget it. I'm going to stop learning Chumash in Hebrew. I'll stick to Targum only because it's much more effective. That's not for us to decide. Here we see why the Kaddish is in Targum. We're going to see in many places in Likutei Halachos, Rav Nosson Zal is going to explain the significance of Shnayim Mikro Vecho Targum, how that works, and then we'll know where and when to apply it. Paragraph Ches, V'Alkein. And now you'll understand why the Arizal says, "Hakadosh hu bechinas ha'omud shebein oilam loilam," that the Kaddish is like a pillar that connects one world to the next world. Meaning, in the Tefillah of Shachris, which we explained earlier, which has four sections, the Karbonos is section one, which corresponds to the Oilam Huasiya. Psukei Dezimra is section two, which is the next world, Yetzira. Birchas Kriyashma is three, which is the next world, Bria, and Shmon Esrei is four. The Arizal says, from between every two sections, there's a Kaddish there. That's the bridge that takes you from one to the next. Shederech boy, oilem me oilam loilam. It's via the Kaddish that we climb from world to world. Ki ikar alias ha'olamos me oilam loilam. Hurak al yidei bechinas rotzoin sheberetzoinos. The ability to make that leap, we call it a leap of faith, right? A leap, that huge leap, going from one world to the other, for that you don't need rotzoin, you need rotzoin sheberetzoinos. You need nuclear power. Shehu bechinas hamadrego hoelyoina. Rotzoin sheberetzoinos is like the Keser, it's like Atik, that's the super highest level. Tachlis hamayla sheba'oysa ha'olam. That's the top level of the world that you're in. Meaning, for example, in Karbonos, we start out in the Oilam Huasiya. The Oilam Huasiya has its 10 floors. There's Malchus of Asiya, there's Yesoid of Asiya, and we're climbing those stairs, slowly, slowly climbing, till we get to the Keser of Asiya. The top, which is again, keser is rotzoin sheberetzoinos. Tachlis hamayla shvois oilam, shenimshach me oilam hagovoya yoiser, which the Sifrei Kabbalah teach us, you know where the keser of Asiya gets its light from? From the Malchus of Yetzira. That's where it draws its light from. Ve'ikar hu aliyah mi dargo le dargo mi oilam lo oilam ho'ikar hu al yedei shleimus ha'rotzoim. And the main jump, the main elevation from one level to the next, from world to world, is usually only via shleimus ha'rotzoim. Kishezoichin levatel hakoil. When a person is zoichet to negate everything, to negate all the gashmias, all the materialism, to negate all the physical, ad sheboim l'shleimus haratzayim, to the point where the person has nothing other than desire for Hashem. Here again, we said the word ratzayim has multiple meanings. If we talk about the word ratzayim in the concept of in the context of desire, we know that a human being, most human beings, have thousands of desires. I got all of these things running around inside of me all the time. Now, when I put on my talis and tefillin in the morning, I'm trying to push aside my desire for scrambled eggs and my desire for it, trying to put all of that shtuyot aside, and I'm trying to connect with Hashem. I'm trying to focus my desire towards Hashem, period. But there are different levels of that. And Rav Nosson Zal is telling us here that when a person gets to this Rotzon Shibra, that the Iker is when a person has Shleimus HaRotzon, when he negates everything and comes to the Shleimus HaRotzon, then he's ready to make that jump. when a person's able to block out everything and they have only desire for Hashem, that's when they're ready to make that huge jump. Kimisham nimshach, that's when they go to the next world. Kimisham nimshach bechina zu bozeh ha'olam. Because that's where, like we said, the Keser of Asiya draws its light from the Malchus of Yetzirah. So there is a connection. However, you can only jump on that train, you can only get into that if you're holding by that top Ratzon. When you're at that highest level of Ratzon, then you connect there and it grabs you, it throws you into that next world. It makes that leap. V'alkein, and therefore, HaKadosh, Shemiskashrim al Yodoy Labchina Shoirish HaRotzayin, Rotzayin Shebretzayinas, that's why this special prayer of Kaddish, which we said is one of the rare things that has the ability to connect a Jew to the Shoirish HaRotzayin, Rotzayin Shebretzayinas, as we mentioned, in Kaddish we say, Be'olma Divero Chirusei, may Hashem's name be heightened in the world which He created according to His will. Kira'usei, that's the Ratzon. And then we say, Brichu, may Hashem be blessed, Le'eila min kol berchosa, above all blessings and all, again, we said before, the blessings are Ratzon. Every time we make a bracha, it's a declaration of Ratzon Hashem. In Kaddish, we say, Le'eila min kol berchosa. We're going above all the blessings. We're going to Ratzon sheberetzonos. Ad shenishapech hakoil l'ratzon, to the point where everything gets converted to Ratzon. Vafilu chokhmas hateva, even the secular wisdoms, sheyinikosam bebechinas loshen targum, which draw from targum, nishapech hakoil lebechinas Ratzon. They also get converted to Ratzon. Al kein, therefore, al yidei zeh oilim me oilam lo oilam. This is how a person jumps. This is how we make that leap from one world to the next. Ki ikar ho'aliyah alidei b'chinas shoyrish ha'rotzayin. Because anytime a person wants to climb spiritually, they need to connect to that shoyrish ha'rotzayin. And again, Kaddish is one of the tickets, to one of the things that helps a person be zeicher to do that. This reminds me of something very, very interesting that Rav Nosson Zal discusses in another place. We know that Moshe Rabbeinu wanted many things in his life, and he davened for them, and he usually got them, almost just about whatever he asked for. Except, there was one exception towards the end of his life, he wanted Eretz Yisrael. He really wanted Eretz Yisrael. And he begged and begged and begged, and finally Hashem said, stop. Ravloch, enough, al toisev, don't say anything more. Because if he would have said one more tefillah, that would have been it. It would have been the straw that broke the... Hashem would have had to give it to him, and there would have been all kinds of problems that came out of that. Now, what does Hashem say? Hashem says, I love you, and I'm going to show you how much I love you. Come here. Come with me. Come to the top of the mountain. Look at Eretz Yisrael. Look at it. See it. I want you this wide angle. We're going to give you the ability to see all of it. And you're not going in. You're not going in. Anybody that hears of that knows that that's torture. That you do to your worst enemy. When you really don't like somebody, you find out what they really enjoy and like, what kind of ice cream they love the most. You buy a big box of it, and you show it to them, and you say, you see it? Can't have it. Why in the world would Hashem do this to Moshe Rabbeinu? One of the explanations that Rav Nosson Zal gives, which conforms beautifully with this, we know that the most important thing is Ratzon, the deepest, holiest, highest connection that a person can have spiritually is Ratzon. Now we know there's Ratzon and there's Ratzon. There's I want it and there's I really want it. I'm dying to have it. When somebody really, really wants something and you put a thermometer on them and you see that it's up to like 3,000 degrees, they're on fire, they want it, and then you put it right in front of their face and you say, now look at it, they go from 3,000 to 30,000. The Ratzon goes up to the highest level that it possibly could, Hashem wanted Moshe Rabbeinu's soul to leave him at that peak of Ratzon. We said, where did Moshe Rabbeinu pass away into? He passed away into Ratzon Shebaratzonos. How did Hashem get him there? Through this little thing. That Hashem took the thing that he wanted a lot and went higher and higher in Ratzon, and then Hashem showed it to him, which took the Ratzon to a completely different level, and his soul left him in that state of longing, a level of longing that we can't imagine in a billion years. That's the longing, that's the Ratzon Shebaratzonos that took Moshe Rabbeinu from this world into the worlds that he had to get to over there. It's a similar concept to sort of what we're seeing here, because Rav Nosson Zal showed us here that this ability to make that leap from one world to the next, from one level to the next level, one of the most important things it requires is Ratzon. And not just Ratzon, but you have to be able to connect to Ratzon Shebaratzonos. You know, you can't just exert 100 pounds of energy. You need 1,000 pounds or 100,000 to make that jump, to make a big jump. And that comes from this Ratzon Shebaratzonos. We'll hold it over here. I hope, Mitzvah Shem, tomorrow I hope we'll conclude this halacha, Mitzvah Shem. And we'll start the next one. Yes, sure. Yes. Exactly. The answer is that Rav Nosson Zal is going to address this. We're going to have it in the next paragraph, paragraph Yud. He's going to talk about something Akdomus, which we have coming up in a few days on Shavuos, which Rabbeinu Zal referred to as one of the, one of